Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everybody. This is DJ Doombringer here, coming at you live from Marina Valley, California. Late night talk show again. I just got done doing some homework as college kid and all that. But anyway, we were going to have the basis of Pernicious on tonight, but unfortunately we can't because he does not want to be on. And we actually have a statement from him that we're going to go and play for you right now. And he's going to tell you why. And we're also going to give a quick shout out in a minute.
Hey, what up, man? So, hey, I'm going to lay it down for you, dude. I'm not going to do any interviews for Pernicious, dude, or anything like that. Pernicious is going to stay a mystery. And fucking, all I can really tell you about the band is, everyone's gone, minus me. People are missing. People are dead. Fucking that band was surrounded by death, fucking destruction. A lot of people got hurt physically, emotionally. Structures got, you know, desecrated, shit like that. Dude, a lot of illegal shit, a lot of fucking mysticism and fucking evil magic and all that good shit, dude. So, just gonna keep it that way, man. But you can play the songs, dude. You can promote it if you want, dude. You don't have to. Fucking, it's limited. It's fucking gonna be hard to get, and it'll never be done again. But I appreciate your interest, dude, and fucking keep it up, man.
So that's what he had to say. And he right now, he also owns a little record place called True Plague Records. I highly recommend checking them out. If you're listening to it live, go ahead and call us in. You can go ahead and call us in at 516-387-1714. Yet again, that is 516-387-1714. So, anyway, what I was saying was he runs a place called True Plague Records, and if you want the epitome underground, go check them out. You can check them up on Facebook. Type in The True Plague. Or you can look them up on Google, The True Plague, and you can buy some things from them. We're not sponsored by them in any way, but we will be giving a shout-out on every show to get them some nice little sales because got to support the underground because the underground is where true music is made. And tonight, we're going to start off the show by playing a little track for you. We got two tracks tonight. This is one of the two. The first one that we're going to play tonight is Goat Blood Hate Division, and it's off their new album. And you can find that at Dark Adversary Records, which you can buy the album in its entirety. And this song is called Night Dweller. So here we go. Enjoy, my friends. We'll be right back. I hope you guys enjoyed the track. That was off Goat Blood's Heat Division's album. You check them out. They also have a demo, Goat Blood. Ooh, I can't even remember the name, but they're all the way from Australia. Some good stuff. So tonight's topic of conversation, we're going to go and start it off with Pernicious, which we talked about last night. And Pernicious is a band that's yet again shrouded in a mystery. I will tell you what we do know from the bassist himself. We spoke to him today, and like I said, the statement that was played earlier told us there were some live shows that were played that involved blood, which we don't know to what extent those were. We don't know much about them at all. We don't even know where. He did tell me it was recorded at somewhere near a lake or something like that, I believe, memory serves me right. And he says he doesn't even remember the lyrics to the songs. The songs were kind of guessed. And when I ever asked him about it, he didn't want to really talk about it. We're not going to be playing a track tonight, but we will play it later this week, and we will only be playing two tracks out of honor of his brother, who passed away because he was a drummer of the band, which I won't reveal his name. I won't say his name. He's on the Pernicious album. You can look at it if you have a copy. If you don't, then sorry, I'm not going to say it because it's out of respect. I'm a fellow drummer, and I don't want to tarnish his name. So tomorrow or Friday, we'll be playing Pernicious Animal, which will be heard live on the airways for the very first time. And you will not be able to ever hear it again because, like he was saying in the statement, it's severely limited, and you can't find anywhere else. So back to the point. Pernicious, we don't know a lot about them. They're shrouded in mystery, and apparently it was only through word of mouth. They played a couple live shows. They released only one demo, which was released on cassette, from my awareness, because this is all through speculation, because I went to Mental Encyclopedia to look up more about them. Lyrical themes, we don't know. We're guessing satanic agenda. They were dead serious. Black magic, like you said, things like that. And it was released only to 100 copies, which is not a lot. And then the CD, the only reason he released that, which I have another statement, but I didn't record it. He said, this was all through Facebook Messenger, he told me that he only re-released that CD on the CD format because of his brother. Because his brother passed away and he wanted to honor him. And he was never going to release it. He never thought of releasing it. So you can buy yourself a copy, and there's only 3 copies left of that Pernicious album, which I highly recommend getting because it's a great album. I've been listening to it about 5 times now. So that's all we have to say about Pernicious, but you'll hear more about them when we play a track tomorrow or the next day. So next topic at hand is going to be, is the black metal genre dying? Is it dying as a whole, or is it just evolving into something new? I mean, this topic gets brought up a lot with a lot of my friends who are metalheads, and this happens with any genre of music. Is black metal dying? I'm going to say yes and no. We're going to go and say no because it's evolving. It's evolving with the times. Black metal used to be dangerous. There used to be a lot of church burnings involved with it. There used to be a lot of hate crimes involved with it. Live shows were shunned, not a lot of performances live. A lot of black metal bands did not want to perform live. They didn't consider performing live to be essential. And some black metal bands still don't want to perform live, like Dark Throne, obviously. Dark Throne is the epitome of a band that doesn't want to perform live. And if they ever did, we all know it would sell out. But it's evolving with the times, I think, because now bands like Carpathian Forest, for example, Carpathian Forest more evolved into more of a rock and roll, hard rock and roll group. They started off as black metal. Now they're not. And Stryberg, sorry, pronounced their name wrong, I've been in close contact with Strongberg or Stryberg, and he's a one-man black metal project, or used to be. And he evolved into Dark Wave, which is more of like an ambiance. It just happens that they just happen to evolve, but the black metal genre isn't dying. There's just not a lot of music being produced for black metal, which is honestly kind of sad. But there are some that you can still look for, like Veil. I highly recommend Veil. We interviewed them a couple of days ago, Kate from Veil, which we hope to have her on the show probably tomorrow or next week, because she said she would love to be on the show. And, but yeah, black metal is just evolving. It's not dying. No music genre is in danger of dying. A lot of people think, oh, the music genre is dying. The black metal music genre is dying. It's gotten big though, that's for sure. Because if you look at it, when you go to any type of metal show nowadays, there's a lot of people now, and it didn't used to always be that way. Because I remember whenever I would go to shows in the past, it would kind of be really small, maybe a couple, 10 or 20 people. Now I went to a UADA show, UADA, last year. It was huge. There were a lot of people there. And sadly, then a lot of posers too. So, no, the black metal genre isn't dying, so to speak. So that's a double-edged sword. No. Yes, however, it is also because there's not a lot of bands coming out. There's not a lot of new bands. There's not a lot of music being made. There needs to be that hunger for making black metal what it used to be. Pure, raw, no fancy stuff, just lyrical hate. A lot of people think that black metal needs to be about Satan, needs to be about occultism. It doesn't. To me, black metal is about expressing dark human emotions. Dark, as long as the lyrics are dark. As long as the lyrics are dark, hateful, and angry, then it's black metal. I mean, you could, like, I'll give you an example of a band that has no satanic agenda. It does not, well, they speak about Satan, but not in the, like, satanic sense. Kraft. If you listen to Kraft, you can hear that he hates the fucking world, the vocalist, because he's speaking about Satan. Yes, rhetorically, but he's using it more of a metaphor. Because for me, the whole Hail Satan thing with black metal gets a little corny. It gets to the point where it's kind of funny and it gets a little old. When I first heard it, I was like, oh, okay, Satan this, Satan that. It gets a little old. Black metal does not need to be satanic. It can be hateful. It can be emotional. Like, if you look at a band called Suicide Horse, they're actually coming down to San Diego later this year. They're a one-man black metal band. And they're great. Listen to their album, which I highly recommend. It's called, hang on, I'm trying to remember what it was called. Descend into Despair. And that album is something else. It uses pianos and keyboards. So black metal doesn't need to be hate, like satanic. It doesn't have to be. And to me, it just needs to be, like I said, kind of dark. And if you make the layer dark and cold and real enough, then you'll get black metal. You gotta look inside yourself, because if you're a musician and you're listening to this and you want to become the new best black metal band, obviously you're not doing it for fame. Just look inside yourself, look in the mirror and think, what do you want? What do you want to make? Don't try to copy others. Because I've seen some bad copies of black metal bands, and it just sounds stupid and corny. Like, but if you want to hear raw hate for black metal, I suggest Judas Iscariot, Kraft, Goat Blood. And also, we're actually going to play you something real quick that to me is hateful and raw, cold black metal. And this guy comes all the way from Finland. And he's also known as Vampiric Blood or Lord of Shadows. And he is a master of his craft. Because when you hear this, which I'm going to play for you right now, it's just beautiful the way he does it. And keep in mind, this is all him doing everything. He has never toured. We don't even know much about the guy. And this is off the Pure Blood Howling Candlelight album, which you can find on Dark Adversary. And you can look them up on Facebook and check it out. So here we go, my friends. This is an example of cold, true, raw black metal. This track is Bleeding for Satan by Vampiric Blood. Sorry, Vampiric Blood. Enjoy. Looks like we're having technical difficulties for whatever reason. We're not able to play that track, but that is really odd that that can never happen on this end, because normally we're able to play the track. So for some reason, we're getting really bad feedback from the other end. So not sure what happened, but there's probably an audio issue. But you did hear the first riff, which was really good. And trust me when I say the whole album itself is amazing. So, unfortunately, like I said, we couldn't play the whole entire track, which disappoints a lot of our listeners, but we'll have to look at what happened and take a look at what the audio issue was. It looks like on our end, the audio issue was that the whole entire file did not upload to the to our SoundCloud over here, so we didn't have it uploaded all the way. It looks like it didn't process, is what it's telling me on this end, so that's why we got the odd beeping and mechanical noise, which unfortunately probably hurt a lot of listeners' ears, and I'm sorry about that, but you can go check out the album. Just have been Vampiric Blood, Howling in Candlelight, Bleeding for Satan. It's a really good track, and I highly recommend it. But we're almost to the end of our show, so we're going to go and talk about one last topic. How can black metal, does black metal need to be dangerous again? And I think, yeah, it does, because most black metal now is really gimmicky, and they think, a lot of bands think, hey, I'm just going to slap on some corpse paint, and I'm instantly black metal. No. Slapping on corpse paint does not mean you're instantly black metal. It's stupid, and a lot of bands now are a gimmick. You heard me. A lot of black metal bands are not serious about their craft and are just doing it just to sell tickets. And, yep, go mainstream. So I'm afraid to say it. Like Dark Funeral. Dark Funeral is a band that's on the epitome of going mainstream, because I know their L.A. concert sold out. L.A., it's sold out. They said they came over here. I still love Dark Funeral. Don't get me wrong. There's nothing wrong with Dark Funeral, but they're a gimmick. They're a gimmicky band. They're one of the bands that you can listen to and you go, they kind of lost their luster. If you listen to their newest album, it's good, but it doesn't sound like they used to. Like, Dimmu Borgir, for example, is a joke now among the black metal scene. They're just a fucking joke. I mean, black metal needs to be dangerous again. It needs to be cold, untouched. It needs to be untouched. The real black metal, like I said in our last talk, in our last episode, needs to be cold, grim, raw, hateful, serious, dead serious. If you go to a black metal concert there, you're not there to have a good time. There's no moshing involved. I've seen so much of that, and it bugs me. People moshing in a black metal show, like, seriously? You're there to get the essence of the music in your face. I'll give you an example of a band that's true to its roots. Marduk. Marduk, despite what you think of them, are true to their roots. They're dangerous. Or Watain. Bands need to be more like that. We need to have black metal be dangerous again. And when you go to a concert, you're supposed to feel afraid. You're not supposed to feel safe with your beer in your hand. No. You're there to see the fucking essence of black metal, which is, to me, if you go to a concert like, let's say, Mayhem back in the day, I guarantee you, when you saw Dead cutting himself, you felt afraid. You're like, what the fuck is this dude doing? I mean, that's how it should be. It needs to be dangerous again. And just because you slap on coarse paint doesn't mean you're black metal. Coarse paint, to me, signifies the inhuman part of black metal. Black metal is itself is inhuman. The things it speaks about are not tied with humanity. Tied with the music itself. That's why artists wear them, real artists that do it. Just because you slap on a picture on a black metal album, put coarse paint, put a forest behind you, does not mean you're black metal. The lyrics speak for it. I'll give you an example of a band that doesn't wear coarse paint and is serious to the core. Veil. You listen to Veil and you'll see what I mean. And sadly, tonight, folks, the show has come to an end. But I want to thank you all for listening. And remember, keep it metal. Keep the black metal spirit alive. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook, LA Black Metal Warriors. And you can also follow me on my Instagram, Black Metal Warrior 1991, where I kind of just post about my everyday life, blah, blah, blah. And, yeah, the end of our show. So hope you all enjoyed it. And if you're listening the next day, hope you enjoy listening to my little rants and everything. And tomorrow, the next subject of conversation is also going to be what movies are the most metal next time. And also, a very metal conversation, but also a nerdy conversation tomorrow will be Avengers Infinity War. And we're also going to talk about tomorrow as well the Take cancellation over in LA, which happened a while back. We're actually going to talk about that subject, and hopefully we're actually going to have somebody call in and say their thoughts on it. We actually have a good friend of mine that might be a guest on the show probably sometime later this week, and he'll say his thoughts on it. And he actually went to the Dark Funeral concert in LA, and we're actually going to ask him about it. And we're also going to relive some of our concert memories and talk about some of our favorite concerts as well on the next couple of episodes. So hope you guys enjoyed it. Keep it fucking metal. Keep it grim and dark. And remember, black metal is an art. Don't fucking tarnish it. Have a good night, guys.